வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 14th of October 1975 in Johannesburg, South Africa.
According to Vedic literature, there is no such word as accident. The word is adrishta. There is cause I cannot see. Adrishta. It is not in my vision, but there is cause. There is no question of accident.
What about when somebody is born with three arms or eight toes?
There is cause. But I cannot ascertain. To me, the cause is invisible. Therefore, say adrishta. But there is cause.
They always reason that because sometimes somebody is born like that, that sometimes somebody could be born from an ape like a man.
Huh?
Over a very long period of time. Let's say in one ape, somebody was born without hair. And then after a long period of time, same line from that person who was born without hair.
But why the ape does not give birth now?
But we have not seen all the apes.
But how do you suggest?
It's just that
then you, what you have not seen, how you can suggest? What is not in your experience? How you can suggest? Then anyone will suggest any nonsense and will have
that. That is the rascaldom.
That is rascaldom. How you can suggest?
Even he says it was just a theory.
But now, Prabhupada, they say that they've been to the moon, and we're saying that the moon is so far away.
Yeah.
And they have their pictures also to prove it.
Picture you can manufacture here.
And they have earth dust as if it came from the moon.
And the other scientists said, this kind of dust can be had here. So what is the proof? They went there. It can be collected here.
And their dust does not reflect. They say the moon is reflective, but the dust and the pictures, it was all dark gray, no reflection.
That's why if I say that they did not go to the moon, how they can support?
They cannot prove. They are so clever and sophisticated with their nonsense, they can even make the astronauts believe.
That's why I ask you to ask them, why Sunday fast and Monday night?
It's very conceivable that they could have tricked everyone. They simply have a video, they go up in a spaceship around, they simply show a film from the spaceship back to the Earth, how they were practicing in the Arizona desert and they collected some rocks and took it with them. Very easy.
Shankar Das, you know, in Bombay, he was in the CIA. And they, when he was in Vietnam, they knocked him out one day and they brought him to a dentist and they took out three of his teeth and they put in these little transistors. And these little transistors were connected to his brain. And they would talk to him and make him do things by speaking into these transistors into his brain. And if he ever said anything wrong, like he was not supposed to reveal secrets, and if he ever revealed a secret, they would try to kill him by making the signals go to his brain. And they can explode his brain. So conceivably, they can trick the astronauts completely like that. By putting things and making them think like they went to the moon.
Shankar Das.
Yeah. He was saying, and when he got out of the army, he had so much pain in his teeth, he went to a dentist, and he took out all of his teeth. That's why he has no teeth. Because all of his teeth had these little things inside. And once
he's in Bombay now?
Yeah, he's the gardener. You know, once he gives you the flower every morning.
Yeah, he has trouble.
Oh yes, he has very much trouble because
so he has got artificial teeth? No.
No, now he has no teeth. He's getting some teeth. He's making some. The dentist is working free in Bombay. They do that with all their men, he says. They put things in the mouth so that they can control the people. And they listen to what they say, because they can also hear anything he says.
Danger, huh? And that is CIA?
Yes.
The CIA is maintained by government?
Oh, yes. That's why everybody's very
afraid. Sometimes they think that the government is maintained by the CIA.
They are making so many wonderful things, but they cannot stop death.
They just make it quicker.
After all, they are going to die. In Bengal it is said, the topmost ill-naming, what is that? Ill-naming?
Deafening.
The gali, just like he said, you rascal fool, you... so many things, I repeat. What is that?
Deafening.
So, the last defamy is that you die. I say you are rascal, you are fool, you are this and that. This is all not so dangerous. But if I say that you die, that is the last defamy. So, in spite of all that clever invention, they are going to die. Then what is the benefit? That he cannot check. I have done wonderful things. The sunlight, invention, so many things. The sunlight. But what about my death? Have you done anything that you can save yourself? You, Mr. Darwin, you are so experienced, millions of years you have got. Why didn't you stop your death? You cannot live more than 100 years, and you are talking of millions of years. What is this nonsense? You stop your death, live for millions of years and see things. Where is that power? Eh? What is your value? You live for 50 years, 60 years, or at most 100 years. And you talk of millions of years.
Actually, our theory, even taken as a theory, that the soul is there and enters the body, and when the soul leaves, the body is finished. Very palatable. Very palatable. Very few people argue with it. It's simply that they've been miseducated, and therefore they're cheated. They accept.
That is the difficulty. That wholesale people have been miseducated. So that is our protest. And this miseducator is ruling the whole world. All rascals.
Cheated. In some business transaction they become very mad, angry. So much so sometimes they want to kill the opposing party. But when they're cheated in this way, they don't mind so much. Because their sense gratification, either way, is there. The only people who are serious about understanding the truth will accept these things.
We therefore submit our statement as it is stated in Bhagavad Gita. We cannot say that we are cheating. Because we are presenting something authorized, which is accepted. That's all. So we are not cheating. You may accept or not accept, that is your business. But we are presenting something standard, that's all.
And it works.
Huh?
And it works.
Works or not works? Suppose it does not work. But still, it is standard, you cannot deny it. Bhagavad Gita is read all over the world.
Even the scientists are not in agreement over Darwin's theory.
Huh?
Even the scientists are not in agreement over Darwin's theory.
Actually, that's why they say we are dogmatic, because it never changes. It doesn't develop.
How can I change? If it is correct, how it can be changed?
Yes.
they have no experience of anything.
They have no experience of any truth which lasts.
Yeah, that's it.
So they say we are dogmatic.
It is not dogmatic.
That's true. They say that because our
When I say next February will be very nice season, it is not dogmatic. It is by experience. Last February or many other Februaries, I had experience. That's why I say next February will be like this. There is not cheating, neither dogmatic. There is experience. That example I give many times, that a child asks from the father, "Father, what is this?" The father says, "My dear son, it is microphone. If you speak, it will be recorded. So I take it from my father, this is microphone. So I may be child, but when I say it is microphone, that is correct. Because I have taken from the authority. If a child is asked, "What is this? Do you know?" If I say, "Yes, it is microphone," that is correct. And if the man says, "How do you know it is microphone?" "My father said," then it's correct. I may be disqualified as a child, but because I have taken the words from my qualified father, it is correct. That is our process. I don't claim that I am a very big man, but we repeat only what we have heard from Krishna, that's all. You may accept it, not accept it, that is your business. Therefore I named it Krishna Consciousness. We are speaking simply what Krishna has said, and we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. This is our business. Now in the market, so many things are being sold. Not that everything has got all customers. Our Krishna consciousness may not be accepted by all. That is the case in everything. But what we are presenting, that is standard. We are not cheating.
Dhananda
Janam the Sundari.
We are not simply looking for followers.
Neither we are after false followers. If you agree, then you come. If you agree, no illicit sex, no yes. Why? There is no why. You have to accept it, then you come to. That's all. If you like, you come. If you don't like, go out. I don't care for you. This is our policy. There is no why. You may say dogmatic, but it is not dogmatic, but it is standard from Bhagavad Gita, from Vedic literature. Sriyasana-pāna-dūta-jatrapāpaścatam-dūta. Wherever there are these four kinds of sinful activities, that is a very dangerous place. So we have taken it. Now everyone, when there are so many cars, I saw an advertisement, Ford car, bring all 79s and compare, ours is the best. You cannot condemn him. The advertisement, bring all 79 cars, others, and compare with our car. Everyone can say, that is not cheating. So we say like this, that bring all knowledge and compare with Bhagavad Gita's knowledge. Now it is up to you if you accept this or don't accept it. That is not cheating. But these rascals, they are simply placing some bogus theory without any authorized statement. All of a sudden, monkey once gave birth. And where is that authority?
Monkey.
Monkey gave birth to man. All of a sudden, millions of years. What is the support of your statement? Then anyone can say anything and it becomes it. Science. You have no support. You are the first man, you are saying like this nonsense. Where is your support? give a support of your statement, then everyone will say, I have got some statement, I will support, I am the support.
That's what they do.
Huh?
That's what they do. That's how you become a big scientist.